All right, 1380 WPHM. Let's talk about DTE. Joining us right now, the Director of Operations for DTE Electric in our region, the Northeast region, covering the area, Sandeep Sarna. Sandeep, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. So much going on with DTE right now, isn't there?
Absolutely. Post-winter storm, we've been celebrated in some space and then not so celebrated in others.
Well, and let's get that out of the way, because I had that on my list to talk about. So let's talk about that first. I had it at the bottom of the list, but let's bring it up right now. Yeah, this was a short winter. It was a weird winter, but when we had storms, we had ice storms and wind storms that, for some people, it meant being without power for days. And I know that what they're going to want to hear is, what's DTE doing to improve the quality or the service when that happens?
Absolutely. So first, just to speak about the storm, the storms that have been coming through the Midwest in general, have just been unprecedented in terms of the severity. We haven't seen an ice storm in 15 to 20 years, and we saw 1/4-inch plus ice accumulate on our lines, on the trees, which caused some pretty extreme damage. And as of recently, you've probably heard, right, tornadoes ripping through Kentucky, Indiana, and other areas. So some really abnormal weather conditions, which unfortunately are starting to become more the norm.
Yeah.
So what are we doing about it, right? So at DTE, we've submitted what we call our distribution grid plan to the commission, which kind of outlines our strategic investments for how we're going to improve reliability. Mm-hmm. Some excerpts from that. So tree trimming, an area of extreme focus for us. We started about 4 years ago with the new enhanced tree trim program. And what that did was going to remove, essentially recapture our easements. So remove trees within our easements, within our right-of-ways, go ground to sky, as we call it, and make sure that we maintain it so that we don't have tree interference. By next year, we're hoping to be 100% on cycle. So trees will be trimmed within a 5-year cycle. Another program that we're deploying, which is really going to have some significant improvement, is automation. So more automation on the grid, which will allow for outages to be minimized in the areas where there's trouble, and then the grid restore itself. What we see happening is that during storms, significant number of customers will be restored within that first day as the storm rolls through, without us even having to roll a truck. So we see some real restoration improvements that are going to come from that. The last two I'll talk to is what we call is our conversion program. So taking older 4.8 kV, which is a lower voltage class, converting it to higher voltage, 13.2. What that's going to do is upgrade a lot of our stations, upgrade the infrastructure, poles, wires, to be able to support that. We also will get more capacity out of this higher voltage, which is a good thing. So not only will we get reliability with the new infrastructure, but also increased capacity to help support some of the growth in our areas. Last thing I'll touch upon is we call it our pole top maintenance and modernization program, which is really hardening of the electrical system. So replacing old poles, doing foot patrols, sometimes even drones, patrolling our circuits, looking for broken or old assets, replacing, again, poles, pole-top equipment, wires, the whole nine yards to really strengthen the system.
You mentioned, more power moving forward. We're going to need a lot more electricity because we're moving toward electrification of our vehicles. And so that means more need for electricity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we do understand, right? Like when you are out of power, it's a big inconvenience. And looking out in the future with electric vehicles, electric heating and other things, we're going to need to make sure that we're more reliable and we can support a lot of the new wave of electrification.
Absolutely. Talk with Sandeep Sarna. He oversees this region for DTE Electric. The biggest DTE project and investment in our area was the Blue Water Energy Center in East China that went online just about a year ago. How's that been working out?
Absolutely. So, and it did go online a year ago. And, it's been a pretty impressive operations there. So there is actually 1,100 megawatts being produced through natural gas. It's employing 40 employees at the site. And, as far as our carbon footprint, it's really supporting our environmental initiatives of, being an environmental steward. So far things are going great. We're learning a lot in terms of running the natural gas plant, mm-hmm. and eventually we'll be converting Bell River into a natural gas plant. So we'll be able to apply some of our learnings in operating that there, gaining some of the environmental efficiencies and, just again, being a key member of the community.
You mentioned Bell River. What's the timetable for that conversion?
So, the conversion is, so it's supposed to go, I think it's supposed to start here the next 2 years.
Okay.
So
the next thing that we're going to see in our area that DTE is involved in is a new substation at the Blue Water Bridge Plaza. Tell us a little bit more about that project.
Yeah, another exciting project. Big investment from our end. So, again, we're going to, it's called Neon Substation. And so there's an older Pine Grove substation, which sits in the plaza area. MDOT helped us to relocate, find some new property where we're going to relocate those assets. So Neon's going to be one of these new stations where we're going to convert to higher voltage. So we'll be coming out of there with 13,002 volts. It's going to have new upgraded circuits. So all the customers that were fed from Pine Grove will be fed from the new Neon substation. Now, if you have a chance to drive by there, quite a bit of construction happening. Mm-hmm. The substation is expected to be completed and energized by, say, August of next year,
okay,
is the way we've got it laid out. And then following a couple years after that, circuit by circuit, things will be converted and transferred into the new station, eventually decommissioning the old Pine Grove.
All right,
Yeah, looking forward to the reliability, the increased capacity, and just the improved performance that's going to come out of Neon. So I know my team's really excited about it. The crews that support this area are looking forward to it. And so I think it's going to be a win for everybody.
A lot of investment here in St. Clair County, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Sandeep, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Sandeep Sarna from DTE Electric with us on 1380 WPHM.